Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, December 6th. Back from Colorado.
Jamie Pope.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, I had a wonderful time. Thanks for asking. Got to see an elk up close, about 3 feet away. It was incredible.
An elk?
Yes.
You know, they bugle. Do you know that?
No, I thought it was a reindeer. Yeah. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
They're a great rack, but it's when they make a noise, it's called elk bugling.
Huh. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's cool. It snowed pretty hard, though. It got down to 5 degrees at one point. So
oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah.
flip-flops are you?
We were sunned in the whole time here.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think it rained really hard, too, one of the days.
We had we had 2 feet of in the sand.
Oh, nice.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Thank you.
So this morning on the show, we found out what it is to be an American from Americans.
Yeah, the Grinnell College did a poll, and it's kind of interesting, the results of this thing.
Yeah, because you would tend to think that with the climate in America now where it seemed to be you can't say anything nice or against anything.
People are so divided.
They said that the most important thing about being a real American was believing in treating people equally. 90% said that is a very important trait. Accepting people, followed by taking personal responsibility for one's actions, cited at 88% of the people saying that's very important. Accepting people of different racial backgrounds, chosen at 81%, and supporting the Constitution, cited by 80% of the respondents.
Right.
Least important traits were not having been born in America, almost half stating that really is not important. And having lived in America most of one's life viewed as not important either. Both the groups had when we break it down to Republicans versus Democrats, where this is kind of coming up through. Uh-huh. Basically, the lists were about the same, except for the last one. Both groups said taking responsibility for one's actions and treating people equally as their top three, in their top three. But the Republicans cited supporting the Constitution in their top three. Democrats supporting accepting people of different racial backgrounds in their top three.
You know, those are all mentioned in the Constitution, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so both sides are actually quoting the Constitution, and so you're closer together than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just find, I hope that, I don't know, I just, social media obviously is sometimes awful, and these responses surprise me based on what I see on social media on a regular basis. So I don't know who they're polling, but it just seems like kind of an oxymoron.
Well, at least we have more in common than we don't have in common.
It's refreshing to know that some people still feel that way.
Yeah. So why are we so tired during the holidays? Yeah, mm-hmm. You're up later, you're shopping more, you get the headache looking at your checking account balance. You would tend to think this is all the reason why we're tired, but believe it or not, a wellness expert said it has nothing to do with, the only thing it has to do with you being tired is your adrenal glands.
Yeah, that little gland that sits on top of your kidney, huh?
Yeah, it apparently regulates...
Troublemaker.
It regulates your blood pressure, your metabolism, and helps your body properly respond to stress. So they say at this time of the year, three things can disrupt those adrenal gland working.
Right, number one.
Lots of sugar.
All right, what's number two?
Lots of stress.
What's number three?
Lots of alcohol.
We can get rid of one of those.
I got all three checked off right now.
Well, and they actually say if you get rid of one of them, that might give your body just enough, the adrenal glands, just enough oomph to get you through the day without taking a nap.
Sugar, alcohol, stress. Goodbye, stress.
Bye, stress.
Bye.
There you go. Let's see. Saving money with buying a dud of a Christmas tree. This is called the Charlie Brown method.
And I kind of like this idea.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense when you're looking at the Christmas tree lot. Not all of them are gems. Some of them, as Storm had said, they're scratch and dent items.
Yeah.
So why not see if you can get a discount on a tree that maybe doesn't look so lovely? You might be surprised in getting one. And then this is where you can be super creative when it comes to figuring out what to do with, say, like a big hole in the side of a tree.
Yeah.
I thought this was kind of cool in the article. It talked about, a lot of times where they're trimming trees with the trunks when they trim limbs off, mm-hmm. they leave those kind of there. You can take some of those, and if there's a, kind of fix the tree, you can stick them in the hole.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of look like there's something there.
Janie's got a good fix for fixing that hole in the tree. What do you do?
I mean, I don't know if it really works for everyone, but for me, sometimes you end up with those ornaments you love but that are just super heavy. I'll take them and hang them a little higher so that when they sag right into the hole. So if there's going to be a gaping hole, at least you've got a couple ornaments filling in space.
It almost sounds like the Charlie Brown method.
I know, right?
Put the big Christmas.
I mean, and ugly Christmas trees need some love too. So.
Yeah, and you turn that little hole toward the wall. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Who cares?
Hey, to go with your ugly Christmas tree, how about your ugly Christmas sweater and running shoe?
Yeah, these shoes are actually kind of nice.
Yeah, I'm coming out of order here just a little bit, but yeah. So there is. I actually tried these on at a store in the Oaks Mall a couple weeks ago.
Right.
They're the Brooks Levitate 2 running sneaker. It's a legit shoe. You can buy, you know, normal looking shoe,
right,
or you can buy the ugly sweater version, which looks like an ugly sweater. It's got a reindeer and Christmas tree pattern in green and white that decorates the entire shoe. It's got a red and green sole on it, and it also has red and white candy striped shoestrings that secure them to your feet. To top it off, it has a little bell there on the tongue of the shoe, so when you walk, you sound like Christmas bells.
And it's Brooks is a nice running shoe. It's a great. So this would be perfect for all your 5K holiday runs.
Absolutely. Like I said, it's $150.
Wow.
I tried them on. They're very comfortable. And to be honest with you, if you were in a pinch and you needed a running shoe, I think it would do good.
Wow.
It just kind of looks kind of ugly. We, we also talked about sleep texting and how it's rising. And this is actually something that's true, especially for younger people. The research looked at a group of university students and found 26% of them reported texting in their sleep.
Oh, this is dangerous.
That's crazy. And not like while falling asleep, but actually like sleepwalking, texting while sleeping.
Not even knowing that they did it. And you're exactly right. It falls into a parasomnia, which is
parasomnia.
Somnia, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a broad category that encompasses everything from sleepwalking to sleep eating to apparently texting and sleeping.
Please don't sleep drive.
Yeah, please don't. In essence, part of the brain are working and other parts are not. So some of your regular activities, repetitive motions such as texting, are completely on autopilot. So basically your brain is not doing anything, but your body is, your motor skills are working. So that's why you're sending text. Don't worry, though, if you're sleep texting, you're not going to be, you know, saying bad things that you can't take back.
What's it called? It's just a bunch of nonsense.
What's it called when your body works and your brain doesn't? Because I know more people like that. What's the opposite?
I don't know.
This,
we got to figure out what that is, because that's a regular for some folks.
Really
they do say when you're texting semi-conscious, the information you're sending is as garbled. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not
I
really
hope.
Anything.
I hope.
Anything that should come back to bite you. They say the best way to prevent this one is to keep your phone away from your bed or within reach. And not to text before you go to bed. Do a little bit of detoxing a couple hours before you go to bed and put the phone down.
I can just see somebody sleepwalking so they can go sleep text.
And then finally, Janie, you flew to Colorado and you said you did not sit in the middle seat, right?
Oh, I lucked out. My friend Heath took that bullet for me.
Did you give them both armrest?
Yes, I did. I did. Now, whether or not his brother did on the other side, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Chris thinks that ought to be the law, and I agree.
That is the law.
If you're stuck in the middle seat, you get both armrests.
Oh, amen to that.
No question about it.
Yeah, so this is kind of cool here because there's the Diego Beer Company. You may not know that name, but you do probably know of Smirnoff Vodka.
I've heard of those guys, comrade.
Yes. Comrade, they have 500,000 rubles, which translates into $50,000. And travelers to upgrade their seats to an aisle or a window. This is how it works. If you're planning on flying anytime between December 17th and January 31st, you've already booked your seat and you're in the middle. What you want to do is go to SmirnoffSelterUpgrade.com, enter your personal information, your flight confirmation number, and your assigned seat, and a reason why you need to be upgraded. They may up you, randomly selecting people to receive up to $3,100 to change seats for both your departure and return flight.
I drank too much Smirnoff to sit. And I'm stuck in the middle here. Help me out.
I wonder if they comp you a drink, too.
I don't know if they serve Smirnoff on a plane.
Nice, right?
I've had vodka on a plane, but I don't think it's Smirnoff.
Huh,
try Aeroflot.
Aeroflot? Perhaps. If I'm going to Moscow, I'll need a lot of vodka, I'll tell you that. So there's our show for today, Thursday, December 6th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, a comrade.
Have a great one.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.